And this should be a challenge to those of you who are starting out on the long haul, that it God in His grace gives you that many years, you're married, that it will be that many years. I want to encourage you to come back this evening for our study in the gifts of the Spirit. Not because of my eloquence on the subject, but because of the importance of the content of the subject. I want to encourage you to take advantage of the study, if not in presence, but by tape. For we are looking at a very, very important dimension to church life, and understanding the particular ministry that God would have for us individually, how that ministry is to be carried out. Life is ministry, and that is what I hope we will see through this study in the gifts of the Spirit. Tonight in 1 Corinthians 13, one thing we can say for sure about 1 Corinthians 13 is more people know about it out of context than in context. We're going to look at it in context tonight, the setting of 1 Corinthians 13. Look with me now to Galatians chapter 5. I'm going to begin to read at the 13th verse. We'll just read these three verses, the verses that we will cover this morning. I might just draw your attention to what has led up to these 13 verses. For our guest, this may be a dash of cold water because we're in the midst of a flow of thought. And without going back to verse 1 of chapter 1, I think, though, that I need to at least remind you that in this book of Galatians, that this book has a unique place in the canon of Scripture. Every book of the Bible makes its own contribution to the wisdom of God. And the particular wisdom of God that is revealed in this book is that of a blistering, firm defense, the faith, that it is faith alone that we come to Jesus Christ. And that a great, if not the greatest, adversary to the pure grace of God Our Father, thank you for your infinite love.